My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, Sean, I believe we are going to start with Drake May and what he said yesterday, correct?
You are absolutely correct, Greg. It only makes sense that we start with my guy. The guy who should be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots, Drake May. The reporters got to go into the locker room and talk to him. If you'll see on Twitch right now, one of those reporters was Pop Douglas using a banana as a microphone, which was adorable. Yes. But this was Drake May at his locker yesterday.
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't think disappointed. I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. At the same time, 110 situation. You know, kind of what's coming in here. And Jacoby's, you know, being the offense. And you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed. But at the same time, I want to be playing.
Okay.
Good point.
So you can look at that and wonder whether it's passive aggressive when he says he got the reps with the ones,
yep,
all camp.
Yep.
Maybe he's just saying that he had an indication that this was going to happen, or maybe he's saying, like the rest of us, why didn't he get any of the reps with the ones during camp so that you knew what he was?
Yep.
Like, I'm sorry.
Great point.
Like, I don't understand why you draft a guy. We've talked about it a lot. Why do you draft a guy that high and give him zero opportunities to show you what he has in game with the ones? I don't get it.
Stupid.
I mean, I guess it's because that was the plan. We've talked a lot about the plan. I've asked Gerard Mayo a couple times about the plan, and he's not very specific about it, but
because he doesn't know what the plan is. They don't keep him in the loop.
We will get to ask him about the plan when he's on this show Tuesday morning when we come back after the weekend.
So. As I start to think about this and what the plan is, it becomes more and more of a clearer picture for me. So look at Elliott Wolf and where he comes from and what system he learned from. Green Bay Packers. So they sat their quarterbacks, and we've talked about Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre, you know, Pro Bowlers, Hall of Famers. So their plan was, okay, we don't want to rush a young guy. Then you look at where Van Pelt comes from, and I think Elliott Wolf says to Van Pelt, hey, listen, the plan that I'm used to doing is let's ease the young guy into
it. Sit a guy for a year because it worked with Jordan Love.
Right.
He sat for three years. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Or it worked with Aaron Rodgers.
Right. He says to Van Pelt, Greg, can Jacoby Brissett at least keep us afloat as far as knowing the offense and that kind of things and running the offense to Van Pelt, where Van Pelt goes, yeah, I think he could do that for us because he was with me before.
Yeah.
So there's no need to rush him into that. And then Mayo comes in the room and says, hey, the Drake May kid, are we going to, you know, let him go out there and get reps? And they're like, no, we're going to go in this direction.
Yeah, I said this yesterday, but I truly believe that Gerard Mayo purposefully on this show Monday went out of his way to tell you that Drake May had outperformed Jacoby Brissett because he wanted to be on record. He's fighting an internal battle, and he wasn't winning.
Yeah.
And so he wanted to be on record as telling everybody that Drake May was the better quarterback. So, you know what? He can't. If Jacoby Brissett goes out there and it's a disaster 5, 6, 7, 8 weeks in, he can't be blamed for it.
No.
I mean, I
don't think you can blame him for any. Like, when it comes to the choosing of who's starting at quarterback, I think that's not on his plate at all.
Yeah.
You'll be able
Which
to.
Which is sad. It should be.
It should be. You don't want to be a head coach and you basically can only do
one. You're like a puppet.
Side of the football.
Yeah.
So,
all right, what's next, Sean?
Well, Greg, we'll stay with the Patriots here, but let's pivot over to a couple guys on the defensive line. Earlier this week, we heard comments from Bill Belichick on the Pat McAfee show about Taxachusetts.
Yes.
Well, Patriots players have actually commented on that specific comment. This is Keon White and Devon Godshaw talking about the taxes in Massachusetts.
Now, you know what pissed me off, too?
It's a $2 million.
When I got here, they got that extra 4% millionaire tax out here, too.
Absolutely.
That'll get you, too.
Massachusetts is bad with state taxes, too.
What?
It's terrible.
What?
It's right up there with New York and L.A. It's terrible. Massachusetts is bad when it comes to state tax. I just heard Bill Belichick spoke about it. He was talking about, on the Pat McAfee show, he was talking about how it was tough to sign free agents in Massachusetts because of the state tax.
Yeah.
Like, guys was like, nah, I won't come here because of tax. And, you know, I mean, guys, these days, if you can sign with a team with no state tax, then go ahead and sign with them because, I mean, that's more money you keep in your pocket.
I wasn't ready for, like, when that first check hit, I wasn't prepared that they was really taking half. Like, you always hear, like, they taking half your check. But, like, no, that's for real.
Okay.
Welcome to the league, young pup.
Go ahead and text me and say, Greg, the millionaire tax has nothing to do with why players won't come here. Go ahead. Send me those text messages. You voted for it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they say? Elections have repercussions? So you have players now telling you that it's an issue for them.
I mean, this has been going on since the dawn of time when it comes to professional athletes. And then you add another tax in there. Like, oh, wait a second. Because you don't really know. You don't have that type of money. You come from an environment where you don't know anything about taxes. And at first you're like, what do you mean? The government's really taking half? Oh, yeah. And then
I hate this argument. This is from a 617 texter who obviously voted for the millionaire's tax and is bitter about it. Bringing up Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a higher tax rate and athletes still go there. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that the Dodgers or whomever have gotten used to overpaying people so that they can deal with the tax situation.
They also don't have to pay the environment tax that you have to pay because they have 75-degree weather all year and sunny, whereas you have winter and cold weather and disgustingness for half the year.
And he even said, I don't know who was speaking, whether that was Godchild or Keon White, but I think it was Godchild said, even L.A., you know, so guys know that and they go, you know, if I go to Cali, it's going to be a little bit more expensive because taxes are going to hit you over the head. Yeah. If there's a better opportunity somewhere else, I'll go there.
These people who voted for it and who are constantly berating me over it, I would just say congratulations then. Massachusetts is second to California when it comes to states that take your entire paycheck. So you congratulations. You're only number two. What's next?
Let's talk some baseball here, Greg. Alex Cora spoke after the game last night. Pretty happy with Rich Hill's appearance in the game and talks about how they might actually use him a decent amount going forward.
He did an outstanding job. We brought him in with men on to get a lefty out, did a good job. Then you know, we have Vladdy and then lefties, you know, and he's not here just to hang out. He's here to contribute, you know, for the people that think this is just kind of like for a guy to play 20 years straight in the big leagues. No, we believe that he can get people out, and he did an amazing job. Yeah, I mean, his stuff has been the same for like 7 years, you know, 88, spins it, and, you know, he'll throw it in zone. He'll make you, you know, look away as a lefty, and then he has that that good fastball. So, I think it was a good one for him. The first one, you know, close game, and at first two outs to get his feet wet, you know, if he needed experience, you know, and we'll use it the right way. But I do believe he's going to contribute.
Okay, awesome. Why not? One small problem. They wanted him to watch film after, and he requested it either on beta or VHS. But
I thought you were going to make a joke that he was already asleep.
But nice to have the guy at 44 years old.
So I know Tristan Cassis went before the game to get a seafood tower, as you had on your lead yesterday, Greg. Do you think Rich Hill goes to the Golden Corral before the game?
He probably enjoys some Raisinets with Wiggy, I would guess.
Me and Rich, we love them Raisinets.
All right.
Maybe a good Werther's original.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.